Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
It has been kind of cool because we are doing some very practical things. And I know that, you know, we've been talking about how our episodes have been going a little longer, but we're doing that on purpose so that people have time to kind of process what we're talking about. And we've done this on purpose because we're living in a world that doesn't seem to manage fear very well.
Yeah.
And doesn't, somehow we've lost sight of the fact that there is going to be different emergencies and crisis in all of our life, whether it's personal or national or worldwide or whatever. There's going to be something coming along the way in our life at some time or another where we have to manage fear.
Right.
And so how we do that is so important. And Josh, we've been so appreciating all of your tips, and I really believe in what we're doing and everything. So today we're doing a go-to reference, Romans 8:25. This is to be put in our book for emergencies. And I am a firm believer that there has to be someone that leads with calmness.
Yes.
That there's someone that believes we're going to get through this and we're all going to make it through, and we're going to, everyone's going to be okay. And I think sharing a God word throughout the experience is so helpful. And I've always been a person that has done that and have found that it calms me at the same time.
Yeah.
So Romans 8:25 says this, but, and I always love that one.
Yes.
There's so many times it starts, I just need to let you know that. But it says, but if we wait expectantly for things we have never seen, then we hope with true perseverance and eager anticipation. And so what it's really saying to us is that no matter what's happening right now, if we're in this space, we can know, we can expect, we can anticipate that God is doing something more for us, that we can know without a doubt that that is happening. And so this scripture actually always gives me this phrase that I've just kind of put together with this, and really only God. You know, I may not know anything is going to happen that's going to, you know, that's going to be good at the moment, but I can know only God can make this good.
Right.
Only God can help me to get over and through this and be able to sustain during this time. And I know I will keep on going. So Romans 8:25 always reminds me of that, only God. And I know you have some really good things to tell us today. So what are your to-dos for us today?
Yeah, so today's tip, really, I love it because I love technology, and it
yes,
has to do with kind of technology and safety, which is, you know, a fun combination for me. So this is what's kind of cool. Most of us all have a cell phone these days.
Yes.
And they, you know, they have evolved and they do really cool stuff. I remember when driving around, I would have to like look out the side and see what the street name was and literally type that in the you know, type it in the cell phone for the GPS to tell me how to get to places. And, you know, prior to that, you know, you just didn't have anything.
Right.
And so, so it's really evolved. And what's cool is along with that has come the ability to share your location on a 24-hour basis. And so you want to do this in a safe way. So you don't just want to, I mean, it's a safety hazard to just say, hey, everyone, here's exactly where I'm at. So what I encourage people to do is no matter what kind of phone you're using, if you're on Apple, they have Find My Friends. On Android, you can do this with Google Maps.
Now, are these apps
use? Yes, these are apps. And what you do is you download the app, and then you can add people who you trust to this. And then what they can do is they can go on their device, pull it up, and they can physically see where your location is.
Okay. So and just the ones that you invite.
Just the ones that you invite. Yeah. Okay. So you want to make sure that you know, it's just people who you trust, and talk to them. And then what happens is say that they know, you know, I'll let somebody know, hey, here's what I'm doing. I'm going up to, you know, have a meeting in whatever town. And maybe those people, whether it's friends or family, if they notice that, oh, well, that's weird. He's still, you know, somewhere strange, or what is he doing in another state? So, you know, unless you're doing something sketchy that you're trying to you know,
whatever. If it's sketchy, this doesn't count for
exactly
you.
Right. But, you know, it's a great idea to have that location data shared
like
with a
that.
Few trusted people. And that way, if something did happen where they're calling or you didn't show up where you were supposed to, and there is trouble, someone's going to know,
like,
hey,
yeah,
there's something weird going on here. And I kind of want to take it to one next level. And those apps are free. They don't cost any money. There is an app that I think it has kind of a low monthly subscription, but it's really cool. It's called SafeTrek. And what it does is you are able to, and this is kind of designed for people who maybe have to walk at times, maybe at night to mm-hmm. your car, or, you know, you they live in a place where you have some concern when you're kind of going from point A to point B, right. maybe on a college campus. There's just a variety of,
yeah, I mean, some of my friends that are runners,
right?
You know,
yeah.
go on different passageways.
And so the way this works is you can do a couple of things. One, you can pull out your phone and open this app and press something, and it's going to, without you doing anything, it will call one of their operators, let them know that you're in trouble,
okay.
and they then call the police, and they can listen to, like, they can hear what's going on. They talk to the police. You don't have
wow.
to do anything. The other feature, which is really, really cool, is this is kind of like the, okay, I'm going to have to go from an office building or from right. a dorm to my car, and you know, I'm kind of nervous. You can open the app, and it has a mode where you put your thumb on it. And
okay.
the whole time you're pressing, it knows that you're safe. But if you ever let up your thumb, then it you have like 10 seconds to put in a code. And if you don't put that in, then it calls the police. And so that totally
wow.
protects you, because if someone were to run up and take your phone and
right.
and do whatever, you're covered. So basically
yeah.
it sends your location and all that. And then they take care of you. So kind of today's tip is really think about the technology that you have, like location sharing, and make sure that the appropriate people have access to that so that they know where you're at and they can help you in a time of need, or if you don't show up at the time you were going to, someone's kind of got your, you know, it's kind of the, I don't know, it's kind of the modern day version of, you know, looking out after your neighbor, but your
right.
neighbor could be anywhere. And that's what's cool about this. Kind of no matter where someone's at, you can kind of keep an eye and make sure that they're safe.
I think this is a great tip, and really for all ages,
yeah.
so that people can be safe. And
exactly.
my granddaughters, particularly, we talk about the fact that I have this rule, safety first. And that's what this is.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.